Welcome back to episode 3, Tress, and whatever 3 is in Bangladesh. Oh, that's a bar. Anyway.
We're Billy, get out of here.
What?
Get out of here. That was terrible.
Hold on. Can you pause for a second? I'll be right back.
I can't pause, but you could leave us, sure.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Just, there's no. That. But I feel like that was a good bar. Anyway. Anyway, how's everyone doing? How everyone doing? Do it a little check-in.
Doing like on a scale of 1 to 10.
My God, TJ.
3. Yeah, tell him a 3. Say it again. It's like a 3.
Maybe like an 8.
Like an you're 8. A 3. It's okay. Emotional depression. It's okay.
That's all right, Mike.
Are you projecting?
Do you need a hug?
I mean, are you assuming?
It sort of sounds like.
Surprise, Michael knows what projecting
is. That's wild for assumptions.
He's
Naruto
now.
He's Naruto now. Anyway.
You know what's crazy? I drew that.
You drew? Really?
Yeah, free-handed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Michael.
That's nice.
Got a lot of time on your hands. That's crazy.
I used to, but, you know, time to stop drawing. I don't know what happened, but, yeah.
Wow, well, props to Mike.
Actually, I'm going
to
put it in general. I did like 3 of them free-handed, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. First, we checking in. How everyone doing?
Doing spectacular. Like, tired and stuff.
All right. So,
my day was eventful yesterday because I had to go get my phone fixed. I'm sorry, Dylan.
No. Go ahead. This is the check-in part.
I had to get my phone fixed. And went to Apple, and I was like,
How much it cost?
No, because my phone was under warranty. So what happened was the rear camera was broke. Ooh. Don't know how, but it was. Lucky enough, it was under warranty. You know what they was gonna charge me after tax?
How much?
$219.
My God. Just to fix that?
Just to fix the rear camera. Because the rear camera failed on me, so it would have charged me. They would have charged me $219 if I didn't have it under
Apple
warranty. And that was after tax. And I had money there because I was so tempted to buy an Apple Watch. I was like, no, Michael, your wallet, chill out, your wallet. I was like, okay.
How much is the Apple Watch?
About $200.
Oh, wait. I have the thing on my phone.
It's about $200, right? The newest one, at
Apple...
least.
Go to the Apple store.
Look, there's way it's $200. My watch.
Listen, it depends on what size you're getting.
Yeah, if you want the newest, best one, I think it's like $200.
I'm about to find out right now.
For sure. Because I will never get an Apple Watch. I don't need to see what's on my phone 24/7.
The Series 9. The Series 9 is like, I believe it'd be $400 after tax.
All that.
And the Apple Watch 2 Ultra is like $700-$800.
Put that on layaway though.
Then the Apple Watch SE will be, I think, $250 after tax.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. That's not bad. $250, not bad.
That's back down to earth.
That's not bad.
So what I'm hearing is mini. So an iPhone mini or an Android mini, $400. A regular Android, $700. And then
Remember, it's depending on the size. The 40 millimeter is $249, and the 44 millimeter is $279.
Basically.
They're still pretty much expensive, but the way my mind was going is like, look at Apple Watches, please buy one. I was like, get me out of downtown Brooklyn Apple Store, please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all like to shop at the end of the day. Everyone likes to spend
$700.
What do you see $700 for?
Because you said that's Ultra what you said. $700.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did.
Yes. All right. Well, let's hop in the first topic of this podcast.
Apple talk. What are we looking at?
We right now we are looking at all the shows that we have watched.
Oh Lord, we're about to get into it, aren't we?
So double S basically. However we're gonna judge this is gonna determine how close am I to ya.
This is gonna be more than
so an hour. Nothing is going to get in never seen because we've seen all these shows.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Dylan. This is going to be an argument for generations.
All right, that's why I wanted this to be first, because it's going to take...
Argument for generations. What is
the first one? All right, the first one is 16. We all know...
That belongs in B tier.
B tier?
That belongs in B.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know what that is.
TJ, you don't remember 16?
I remember
16. What is that?
They used a lot of the voice mates from Total Drama in 16.
There's a lot of people from Total Drama that voices in 16.
It was a guy with a skateboard.
Oh, that means TJ never seen it. Well, all three of us have. So, it belongs in B tier.
DJ?
No, it doesn't.
I say D tier. Because it only lasted, what, 2 seasons? You can't really rewatch 16 because it's a teen show. I mean, it's only captures. Huge,
man.
I don't think you can rewatch 16.
You can.
It's not funny.
Dylan, do you think it's based on replay value? That's what you're basing it off?
I'm basing it on how long it can last up. For example, the next one after this is Adventure Time. I can still watch Adventure Time.
You gotta base it on replay value, Dylan.
But does it hold up? Could I take 16 as a 20-year-old and watch it? No. You know why? No one has seen 16 since we have been around 8 or 10 years old. That's why. No one has been like, let me watch 16.
16 ended in our preteen years.
All right, but have you ever been like, let me watch 16? Was this a show you was excited for growing up? No.
It was there on the Cartoon Network rotation.
Exactly. It was just there. You know what was just there? Sanjay and Craig and Fanboy and Chum Chum.
I'll give it a D.
I'll say C.
All three of us agree on C.
Yes.
Michael, you said B.
I did say B, but at the end of the day, I kind of understand.
Thank you.
It belongs to C.
All right. Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. Godlike. Ooh. Come on, sir.
Yes. I just finished rewatching it. It was so good.
Is it S or is it double S?
There's definitely some parts.
I think the ending fell flat for me.
It did not fall flat. They just restarted over. And then it came out with Fiona and Cake. And Fiona and Cake was practically what picked up from Adventure Time, if you really want to think about it.
But there was some flat moments in Adventure Time.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's a lot of episodes that I was just like, why am I watching this? I rewatched the whole thing, and I was just like... It literally never came back, and it was just like, I guess that was an episode.
I mean, they did came back in Fiona and Cake.
But there was a science fair episode where they made a black hole for no reason, just to impress Princess Bubblegum, and they made him smart with glasses. I'll say S. Sure. We'll put an S... We're going to go back and rethink that, though. I don't think it's going to stay in S, at least in my opinion.
Yes, it will. It will.
All right. All Grown Up.
That's at least a C.
Ooh.
I ain't going no higher.
Honestly, I think it lasted about 2 seasons. I'd put it D.
Why are you putting it on D?
Because it was horrible compared to Rugrats. It just...
Why are you putting this on Rugrats?
Because it's Rugrats All Grown Up.
They ain't technically all grown up. They're teenagers.
Okay. Right. Well, compared to when they were babies.
Listen, if they were all grown up, they would have been grown ups already. But, you know.
Yeah, they would have their own.
They didn't specify it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I'll put it C tier. All right.
I think C, because they're in the category with 16. Like, but I can watch All Grown Up.
I could still watch All Grown Up. You can't watch 16. No one can watch 16.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, The Amazing World of Gumball.
Double S gang.
I say A.
Ooh.
I didn't like it that much.
All right, now
it was good, but like.
Listen, I like the stupidity. Okay.
It was stupid. Yeah, it was just stupid.
I think. No. They have all, they had really good action sequences when they decided to be an anime with Gumball's mom, right? Then they had their fun. I would not put it in the same tier as Adventure Time. So I put it A. I'd put it A.
Let's go.
I'm putting it as S.
Nah, you can't. Not in the same tier as Adventure Time.
It's not as good as Adventure Time.
Absolutely not.
Time out.
Okay, I'll put it down.
Wait, you guys can put it on A.
Oh, okay.
It's S tier because they had more memorable episodes.
No.
Remember that
the remote
fairy tale episode and the remote shit, the remote one.
You just said Nicole.
I mean, I'm not and you. I'm not saying it's not iconic, but it's not as good of a show as Adventure Time.
Listen, when you can listen, when you have a family, just a family, that you can call the Watersons, that they relate so much to the Watersons, that's like an S tier.
But when I have Jake sacrificing himself for Finn 24/7, brothers, ride or die. Stupid. I'm not putting that over Gumball.
What is running?
I'm putting that over Gumball.
Okay.
But we could argue this at the end. American Dad.
I don't think I watched that like ever. I know Coley like watched it like a couple times, and I'd see her like on her TV. But
yeah, I caught an episode, especially since I didn't know Cartoon Network switched to adult animation at the end of Saturday. So I definitely caught an episode.
Every day at the end of Saturday, at the end every day.
Yeah, I didn't know when I was 8 or 9.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think compared to the other shows like Family Guy, you know, whichever came, Robot Chicken, Bob's Burgers, King of the Hill. I think you have to put it D.
I'm fine with that.
Theme song was fire though. What, I don't know what this is, so I'm gonna put this in there.
Wait, sir.
Yes.
I have a question.
Y'all putting stuff in random tiers.
I don't know what this is. Anybody know what this is?
Why do you just put
childhood from Adult Swim? All their stuff is from Adult Swim.
This one thing is.
Wait, why are you putting adult TV shows when you could have just put regular?
To be fair, I did not make this. Someone else made it, and I'm using it, so I'm putting this in there.
So then you can just.
If I could remove it.
Yeah, just remove all
that. I saw the childhood one. It was like 600 shows, and I'm not doing all that for real.
Well, you could just can't you just remove the adult ones in here?
No, because this isn't my template, DJ. Did he not listen? Anyway.
No, stop finding random templates.
All right, I'll make one next time, but it's time consuming. Okay, the next one, Avatar: The Last Airbender. Come on now. Come on now. Ozai. Aang. Come on now.
You're putting
it
in.
I know it's good, but I...
DJ, what? I
never, like, fully watched it.
TJ, what you said?
I'm gonna fight TJ.
I said I know it's good, but I never fully watched it.
So then tonight, you're gonna have to fully watch it.
Yeah. You might want to put that on your little Discord group, DJ.
So it has been decided.
Yes. Double S. Batman the Animated Series. Ooh, so Kevin Conroy.
That's an A or an S.
Honestly, that may be the same tier as Avatar. If you watch the show, it's real good.
It is really good.
I'll put it in S tier because I think it's above Gumball.
Yeah.
Now the original Ben 10, first season Ben 10.
S.
I think it's better than Adventure Time.
Well, then if you're gonna do that, then double S, please. I like it. I love it.
Theme song fire started with an alien about to bite a kid, and it got superpowers. It's an ordinary.
The lyrics properly.
I don't know by heart. Aye.
Just put it on double S, please.
All right. My fault. All right, next one. I know this isn't a cartoon, but it's still one of our shows. Big Time Rush.
I don't know, like A or B.
Yeah, I think a cool B.
I'm not gonna argue
B
with
for
that.
Big Time Rush.
I'm not gonna argue with that. The songs are fire, but the show does fall flat sometimes. You could be watching 3 episodes straight and be like, why? All right, next one.
Yeah, Big Time Rush got its moment.
Now, I know we haven't seen it. I know we haven't seen it, but we all know the Boondocks moments. It's everywhere. Yeah. You can't escape this.
I've seen, like, memes.
Yeah, you can't escape it in the black community. So,
ninjas are especially able.
So, we're going to put it A. I'm going to put it above Gumball for sure, though. So,
ninjas are especially able. Use this for
all right, now, Camp Lazlo, can we put this in D?
No. It belongs in C.
I will agree.
Okay.
Belongs in C.
It's like a high C.
All right.
But it's better than All Grown Ups. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's better than 16 as well.
Okay, so it's the top of C tier. Yeah. Top of C tier. Yeah, all right.
Top of C tier.
To low B tier.
Cat Dog. D tier. That's D tier.
That's an A.
That's an A.
Explain.
That's an A.
Explain.
But it's not better than Gumball or the Boondocks.
So
it's A.
But can someone explain?
A.
Because I seen Cat Dog. It was stupid for me.
Did you watch all the series?
No.
The only thing is because Cat Dog, their jokes are funny. They have their moments where their jokes are funny.
I know. I know this isn't on here, but shout out to Almost Naked Animals. That Cat Dog and Almost Naked Animals.
What is wrong with you?
It's a real good show. Anyway. Next up, Chowder.
I need you to understand. That belongs in A.
I think
that's
it's a.
You're gonna hype it up.
Yeah.
That belongs in A, and not S. Understand?
We were.
I was ready to.
Listen. Chowder is a great one because I need y'all to understand. There are some good jokes in there. I especially like Chowder because
Rada.
Rada. Snitchel, Mung Doll. There you go. Yes. The reason why I like Chowder because it's funny how Panini basically just harasses him and it's funny.
So you like harassment. That's
No, I'm just saying it's comedic funny.
Okay.
And then how who's the other, I forgot his name, that sits there and runs the stand. Jesus Christ.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. It was this one episode where he was like, when Chowder was writing on the thing, and it was like third part. He's like, don't do that. He's like, what's the logo right here? He's like, he tapped on the logo. He was like, yeah, that doesn't come off. I started dying laughing because it broke the fourth wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Chowder belongs to A. I could honestly argue
Chowder for S to be in that same tier as
Chowder
S.
Chowder has a lot of...
Especially when they turn into puppets. Those are the funniest moments to me. When they have the puppets
episodes. When they turn into at the end, they turn into puppets. Great. Yeah. But I watched it the entire thing, and I still laugh at it because it has good replay value.
Yeah, and if you ask anyone our age and up and you say Rada Rada, they're going to think you're watching Chowder.
They try to understand what you say in Snitchel's voice. So yeah, belong to S.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Chowder because it has more memorable moments and
So the Cleveland show, I feel like that belongs in D.
You know, it had such a good theme song. Because the theme song is still beloved. Very good theme song.
But it belongs in D.
But it does a worse version of what Family Guy is.
It's better than American Dad, though.
Oh.
So it belongs at top of D.
It's a crazy statement to say. Now, I don't know who's... I've watched the whole season.
I understand American Dad with Steve singing hella good. But it's just like... Even show is kind of better, to be honest with you.
All right. So, Star Wars The Clone Wars is up next. I've seen the whole show.
Oh, Lord. I have not seen it. I tried to watch it. It's not going to work out for me.
And I've never even touched it.
Not once. Yeah, not once. So, you're going to have to put that. Never seen, but...
I think A is fine.
I've seen the whole show. It's a masterpiece. But since two out of the two haven't seen it, I'll put it never seen. It's a masterpiece, though. Now, the greatest anime on earth, Cory and the House. What we thinking?
We're not thinking.
All right. Because you said anime. I gotta go because they are back.
Wow.
For bringing stuff in the house.
So, okay.
I'll be back.
All right.
All right. Good luck out there.
Good luck. Good luck. Be back soon, but good luck. But so Cory and the House. Well, for the people who've seen the show, I didn't see it because I didn't grow up with like That's So Raven, all that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I
missed out on Black Disney, so I know DJ seen Cory and the House.
Yes.
So what you thinking?
It's at least a.
I'm gonna put it B. The actor's crazy. Anyway.
I was gonna say D.
D.
That was a big jump. That's a big jump.
That's a big jump, DJ. Over. Hey. It's under 16 for real? Nah. No.
Okay, fine.
I'll put it C tier.
I'm not thinking B at all.
I'll put it C tier. All right. So Courage is controversial because technically for me, it's not a good show.
I like it. I like just like having it on and just. I remember just having it on, just thinking in the background, just watching.
Yeah, I think
Courage.
I think you could have it. I think it's a scary. It's supposed to be like a scary, darker show, but But I hate the dog.
I don't know. I'd put it in like B.
I'd put it B. I'd respect the B. Now, Cow and Chicken is D. Please.
I agree with that. Cow and Chicken.
All I can think about is the TV, is the theme song and nothing else.
Okay, I'm gonna put it D tier because. TJ, you missed out on Cow and Chicken, but man, was that a bad show. Now, Danny Phantom.
That is A.
That's A.
Yep.
Could be S, because it does have rewatchability. You could watch Danny Phantom now.
Yeah, but I still think A.
I think you could go
I
on.
I don't think it can crack. I don't think it can crack.
You don't think it could crack Chowder? What about the theme song? With the theme song alone... make it crack S, because everyone knows the theme song.
Danny Phantom.
That's true. But it's just, is it better than...
I don't think it's better than Gumball. I don't think it's better than the Boondocks. That's for sure. At least to me, it's not
so better then, than... So then if Danny Phantom... I think Danny Phantom's better than Cat Dog, but...
Nah, I'll put Cat Dog here. That's a fact.
If you don't think Danny Phantom is better than the Boondocks, then...
Alright, next one. Dexter's Laboratory.
That's like high A, low S.
It would be under Chowder. Because it's not as funny as Chowder, but... when him and Dee Dee get into it, like real get into it, it's hilarious.
Yeah, and they have too many stuff from Dexter's Laboratory is in a lot of Parks and shows.
Yeah, I for sure put it over the Boondocks. At least for us. Now the next one is Drake and Josh.
I never thought it could be so
give it an S.
I think it's S. Double S.
I give it I don't know about double S.
No, it's perfection in a bottle.
No,
the treehouse episode where they get stuck? Come on.
Megan. Okay, I see your point.
Come on. That has too many funny jokes. Ran over Oprah. Had everyone yelling out of Josh because he says things twice.
Wait. How are we rating these?
I think it's from three things. One, how good was it when you were a child? How well does it stand up, and can you rewatch it now?
But you just...
For example, all grown up, the animation doesn't hold up, but you could still rewatch it if you're like a hardcore fan of it.
Dude, most of these... Okay.
But... But Drake and Josh, you could still rewatch. Now, you may not want to rewatch because of the recent things that has come out of the show, but you can still rewatch it. So I'm going to put it okay. S. I don't know where it went.
Oh, you put it in B.
I see that. I'm gonna put it S. I don't. It doesn't crack Avatar and Benton. Now Ed and Eddie.
Ed and Eddie. I like it better than Dexter.
Ooh, I think that's double S. I think that's double S. Cause the jokes hold up. The jokes hold up. There's a lot of
the jokes hold up, but
there's a lot of adult jokes.
Yeah. See, there's some episodes that are like head scratchers.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll put it in B.
Ah, nah, TJ, you bugging.
Why?
Heavy bugging.
Please explain.
I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't my show. I didn't care about it too much.
I feel like once you see Eddie with the plank, ooh, come on, you know you're about to have a good day. That's not Eddie with the plank. What is his name?
Oh my goodness.
What is his name? He has the plank. Oh, he draws a face on. Oh. I don't know his name. But he's real funny. I'm gonna put in an S.
No, TJ, the episode that you have to watch from Ed and Eddie is when Ed is pissed off because he has a pebble in his shoe.
A pebble?
Yes.
It's like a little tiny pebble.
Yes, it is so bad because he just goes on a tear. This dude walked into I forgot what his sister did. And, like, he walked in, tore the place up, and walked out. I said, oh, this man was pissed.
All right. So, now the problem is, the next step is Fairly Odd Parents. I think the first 2 to 3 seasons of Fairly Odd Parents hit. I mean, you had Poof.
Poof was not in the second season.
All right, but you had so much going for the show. I mean, when they introduced the other fairies, the evil fairies, there was so much, like, it was at the top. And so, then they decided to introduce the stupid dog. Maybe Poof is when they started to go downhill because they made Cosmo pregnant.
But they were going on Seahawks logic.
And then when Timmy started to share his fairies, that's when a lot of people dropped the show.
That's all later on. That's like season like 12 and 13.
Okay, because if you,
I was gonna say A.
I'd say A because it's because those later seasons bring it down. It would be an.
I'll give it an A.
It would be an S if they just didn't make those decisions, man.
I feel like it's better than Cat Dog still.
Nah. Well, sure.
Yeah, didn't you want Cat Dog down there before?
I wanted Cat Dog on D for real. I think it's still a D.
I can't believe you're putting Gumball below Cat Dog right now, though.
I did not do that.
I'll put it after. Nah, you know what?
Yeah, Fairly Odd Parents had 10 seasons.
But in the first 5 bangers.
How many did you say?
Technically, Fairly Odd Parents is still going. Also, if we count all Fairly Odd Parents, we counting...
It was after season 7. After season 7 is when it went downhill.
Are we counting those Drake Bell movies?
Oh, no. After season 7... After season 9, it went... Yeah, after season 9, because that's when it introduced... after season 8, 9 and 10 was garbage.
I like Poof. When they introduced Poof, it was cool. I actually liked Poof.
Yeah.
But when he started sharing his fairies, I had a dip.
Yeah, because after 8, because they stopped, because it was the Timmy's Wish, Secret Wish 1 and 2, which was a fire episode.
Mm.
Meet the Odd Parents. Oh, they didn't meet the Odd Parents twice? That's weird. So, it was like, no, they killed it.
All right. The next one up is Family Guy. We all know the show. We've all seen at least one episode. I know that for sure.
And I would put it in S. I'm being honest, because you can kind of rewatch.
You could definitely rewatch Family Guy. The singing, the jokes, when the boys are just at the table talking. Come on. I'd put Family Guy S. And plus, it's real funny. You could watch Family Guy right now. Now, Flapjack. I'm sorry, TJ. What did you say?
Oh, I was saying I don't even have a rating for Family Guy. It's just Family Guy. I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know. You should have a Family Guy rating. Flapjack. Ooh. I like Flapjack.
I like Flapjack.
I kind of want to rewatch it, but I don't know where to put it. Like where to or where to find it.
Is it on Max?
It's then? On Max.
It's on Max.
Is it actually?
It should be.
Oh.
And if it's not on Max, you have to get Tubi.
Oh.
Because all Tubi's free. TJ, don't have to worry about it. Tubi's free.
Oh.
Yeah. TJ's like, I don't want a job.
Yeah, before you well, before you say, I think Tubi is the best streaming service. Before you say anything,
it's the modern BET for sure.
Tom?
Nothing.
So why you say that?
Because it's free. It's literally TJ. It's literally Hulu with ads, but it's free, and you have and you can keep your account. You're not getting charged for nothing.
Wait.
That sounds nice.
Wait!
Exactly.
What? Wait! Why? No free endorsements, for real. Why are we doing free endorsements? My fault. My
hey,
fault.
Listen, Tubi.
Are we sponsored?
I mean, technically we are. Technically we are. But I'm not right counting who? My right my who? Sponsors for this podcast, because this is a whole separate thing. Anyway. Mm. So, Flapjack, this is mostly DJ show. He watched it a lot with my other brother, so...
I watched a lot when Coley too. My sister. Yeah,
I watched a couple exactly. episodes. I think I hated the whale, but mostly because I was a kid. So
what's wrong with Bubby?
I hated the authoritarian figure, the one that made common sense.
What's wrong with Bubby?
And then the sailor, he was cool. Flapjack
didn't
was
say
cool.
What's wrong with Bubby?
I don't know. I was a kid, so I hated it. But does it hold up? Could you, I mean, can you rewatch Flapjack?
Yes, you can rewatch.
I want to. All right. I want to.
All right. I'll put it A, because it's definitely below Gumball. Definitely below Cat.
High A. Yeah, I'll put it high A.
Above above what, though?
Fairy Odd Parents. Mm-hmm.
Y'all are bugging. Hold on. Over Timmy Turner?
You just made
the first 5-6 seasons of Fairly Odd Parents is over anything Flapjack has done. Yes, Fairly Odd Parents goes down a lot, but it doesn't hit Flapjack level.
Okay, so fine. All right. Leave it where it is.
I'll accept.
I'm gonna put Flintstones in Never Seen. Not our generation.
Sure.
Foster's Home.
Imaginary Friends to be. You know what? Honestly, we might have to switch Cat Dog, because the more and more I'm thinking about it, Cat Dog is not better than Foster's. You can put Cat Dog at B.
Yeah. Bump. Michael gonna be mad if when he come back though.
Yeah, cause Cat Dog goof.
It's over Camp Lazlo for sure. I think it's over Camp Lazlo, but I went to Camp Lazlo in D tier.
Camp Lazlo is good.
I think it's just a stupid show.
I can't do the theme song. It's a lot of spelling.
Camp Lazlo, Lazlo. That is not how the theme song goes.
Yes. Yeah. How it goes.
All right, but Foster's, we put Foster's in A tier. You had the amputee Wilt Chamberlain.
It's A. It don't matter. It's A.
You know, to be granted, Foster's is a dark show. It's because a kid loses his imagination. Crazy.
Okay, so
Futurama. Ooh,
is another Adult Swim show?
Yeah. I'll put in Never Seen. Well,
a couple episodes.
Seen a couple episodes, but I haven't seen the whole series. I know the ending is like teary eyed, but I'll put it Never Seen because now Gravity Falls. Hold on, before hold on. Hold on.
This is TJ.
Hold on. Let me sing its praises first. Gravity Falls, Dipper and Mabel, The Gnomes, The Stan, The Grunkle, The Zeus, Wendy, Randy.
Can you get to the point?
The other Wendy. It was a perfect combination of mystery, humor. When Dipper made multiple versions of himself to just be around for some reason. Don't really remember that episode. Perfection. Double Dipper.
I remember that episode.
Wow.
Yeah, this is TJ's wheelhouse, by the way. I'm not saying nothing.
I'll put Double S for sure. Ooh. I think Billy and Mandy's Double S.
I think
it's not above Ben 10. Bugging. I would never put Gravity Falls above Ben 10.
That's crazy. Billy and Mandy, I say it's B.
S. Double S.
Oh, my thing is dry. That's why I'm bleeding. That makes sense.
All right. Double S.
What? Billy and Mandy?
Yes. Because you could still watch it. You could still watch it. You'll still laugh. Of Billy's stupidity alone. He opens the window and still jumps out the upper window for no reason. Billy's like, Patrick, you could watch, no matter how old you get, his stupidity and laugh. It's below Avatar Ben 10 Gravity Falls, sure. But for what the show is, it does it the best.
I don't know.
TJ, you need to watch.
I'm saying at least A.
DJ over here is bugging. You're bugging.
I cannot put it in. Because there are some episodes where, like...
Now, some things fall flat. Some things do fall flat on Billy and Mandy. But you laugh at it. Now, Hannah Montana. TJ, do you want to sing the theme song real quick?
I honestly don't remember how it goes.
It's the best of both worlds.
So how you gonna have them sing?
I got the show.
Dylan, how you gonna have him sing?
Yes, yes.
When you know the start of the song.
I don't know the whole thing. This was TJ's show.
I didn't watch the show that much.
That was Taya.
Oh, well, I'm not gonna call Taya. I don't know what she's doing.
I'd still put it in like A or B though.
I put it.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. Good music, too. The movie carries.
I put it at B, and we might have to rethink this list because I'm seeing a lot of other shows, and I'm kind of like.
All right. Now, Hey Arnold did have a little renaissance with the movie, the little specials that came out around. I think it was during the pandemic when the Hey Arnold movie came out. So.
I'd agree with A.
I'll say A. I'm definitely behind Foster's. It's definitely behind all these. I'll put A.
Football head.
Yeah. Stupid football head.
iCarly is above Hey Arnold, but it's definitely A tier.
Yeah.
Anybody disagree?
No. I like that.
Yeah. It's definitely above Hey Arnold, but it's definitely A tier. Definitely not S.
All right. Now, Vader Zim is S.
Is it cause of Gurr?
Yeah, cause you put Billy up there because you put Billy and Mandy because Billy's stupidity.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll put Invaders in over Billy and Mandy.
Like, how you gonna say is it because of Gurr? And then the excuse that you had for Billy and Mandy was literally because Billy's stupidity.
No. That's he has a fair point. That's a fair point.
Like, I can give you a list of reasons why Invader Zim is good.
But I like Dim. So, you know what? Shout out to Dim for trying to protect Earth.
You combined Zim and Dib's name, by the way.
Oh, Dibs. My fault.
Into the stars to buy candy bars.
Uh-huh. Because of the movie, it's an invention. Because of the movie, it's a double S.
No.
Because of the movie, and then...
No. Absolutely not.
Hold on.
Fairly Odd Parents also has an episode of Timmy Jimmy Power Hour.
You said it wrong, but I'm gonna let you rock.
Thank you.
I like
A for Jimmy Neutron, only because if you watch some episodes of Jimmy Neutron, you'll be absolutely disgusted and turn it off.
By what episodes?
When when Carl was walking around with too much junk in his trunk for some reason.
When he was pregnant?
When he was pregnant. I don't know. It was too... come on.
Dylan, you have an episode where you generally will watch for the last scene.
For the song! For the song. And that's because of TikTok. I would never think of that scene again if it wasn't for TikTok. I'll put it A. I think it's high A.
All right, I'm back. What is happening? this is all right. What?
Your mic is picking.
Yeah, you are. Oh my god. No reason.
I told you, Michael.
Why y'all let Dylan do this?
No. Back up. We've all been voting.
It's a collaborative effort.
It's been collaborative. It's not like it hasn't been a...
What? Nah, what?
DJ put Cat Dog in B, though. That wasn't collaborative. DJ did this.
DJ, oh yeah. No, it was me and DJ collaborative effort. Family Guy S tier is insane.
What is it, Michael?
Tricky Josh. Okay. No. Wait, Gravity Falls is double S? Okay, I can agree with that.
Appreciate
ben
it.
Ben 10, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But Drake and Josh belongs in A. What are you doing?
Why is it an A?
It belongs in A.
Why
is it? It doesn't have that much replay value.
It doesn't have...
No, I can't just sit there and be like... Because after the documentary, I was just like, I can't look at Drake and Josh the same anymore.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry. Please repeat.
I haven't watched the documentary yet.
If you're saying documentary reasons, cool. But people like me and other people won't care about watching Drake and Josh because of the documentary. A good show is a good show.
I still say it was an A, but I'm not going to fight you on it. Hey, Arnold belongs at S. I'm not going to hold you. Hey, Arnold belongs at S.
You know, I would put it S if Recess didn't come in and do exactly what Hey Arnold did, but better.
Dylan, Recess was the one that drew the template so that Hey Arnold could walk.
Arnold came out before Recess.
Oh yeah, you're right. This was my full game. Now listen, I may be old, but my brain don't work like it's supposed to. I went through a lot. But Hey Arnold was great, sir. I'm sorry. All right.
I'll put it behind Billy and Mandy. I think I could reason with you. I could put it behind Billy and Mandy.
For sure.
All right. Let's hop to Johnny Test.
Let's finish this, and then we'll argue about the list. Wait, why Cow Chicken is at D?
Cow and Chicken is horrible, Michael.
Bro, Cow and Chicken should have been an F. If it has an F, it should have been an F.
I didn't.
Bro, especially the band episodes, I'm sitting there, I'm just like, yeah, the Cow and Chicken should have been canceled a long time ago, bro.
It had like, what, 4 seasons? I think Cow and Chicken ran. I think it actually got an ending.
Bro,
No, it didn't. Oh, so it got canceled. Okay.
Whoever thought Cow and Chicken was a great show, you need help. Mental reasons.
All right. Can we hop to Johnny Test? I think
Johnny Test belongs...
is a C.
No, sir. I'm going to have to fight you on that. Johnny Test belongs in B.
No.
Belongs in B. If not in C, it belongs in C. B or C.
Johnny Test was a rerun show.
Johnny Test is better than Cory in the House.
Bugging.
Better than any. Yes, bro.
I agree.
I think it's the top of C.
No, it's not the top of C, bro.
It's at least. Definitely not B.
A high B or a low A.
No.
DJ C, this is where I'm going to have to argue with you on this one.
No.
There's no way it should be a high B. I feel like it's a low. I feel like it's not A.
Has anyone seen a new episode of Johnny Test? Because I caught the reruns, and I could tell you I only watched it because it was the only thing on.
Plus, the only thing they changed was the voices, and the voices really ain't do much to me.
Are you talking about the remake Johnny Test?
No, when they was just rerunning it like crazy in the early 2010s for some reason.
Yeah, but that doesn't deteriorate the fact that Johnny Test was still showing reruns, bro.
What was even happening in that show? All I remember is there was a talking dog. That's all I remember.
I remember the theme song was fire.
Johnny Test.
That's the only replay value of it. It's just intro, but it's okay. Day. So Johnny Test, can we all agree, belongs in like a low B to C? All
right, I'll put it behind Hannah Montana. Like, I don't think
it's not lower than Hannah Montana.
It's definitely not better than Hannah Montana. Definitely not. No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Y'all gonna have to fight me on that.
Yes, it is. I will fight you on the hill for it, bro.
So, but you have to think of Hannah Montana. What she did? She took off the wig.
It's a reality.
She put the wig on.
It's reality. It's like the TV show is reality, bro. All right. Come on, sir.
It's Johnny Bravo.
Right, Johnny Bravo.
Never seen. Because.
Come on! Don't do that. Don't do that, Dylan.
That's a whole. Look.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's
a certified pimp, okay? We're not...
Certified pimp is crazy.
Boy is
you
a pimp.
You can't say that.
I can't say that.
If that's the case, we want to put Johnny Bravo at least at deer. All right. But it's better than cow chicken, though. Cow chicken is garbage. It's better than cow chicken.
All right. What about Kim Possible?
Kim Possible, 10 out of 10, bro. It belongs to double S.
I think
I'm not going to lie to you, Dylan. And I will explain myself about Kim Possible.
Okay, Michael.
You gotta understand, bro. I like Kim Possible.
Came back so aggressive.
You gotta understand.
Uh-huh.
Kim Possible, the connection with the characters were there, bro. It was there. I liked it. Like this, you know, the whole, like, hero stuff. And basically...
She was a spy.
And she was a spy. You know, the whole connection. My only favorite character in that show was Wade, bro. Wade was cool, bro. And then we come to find out he was a short man. And I was like, shout out to all my short kings. Not gonna lie.
So you like it because it glorifies short people.
Glorifies short
people. Me, TJ, DJ are all 6 foot. We can't
listen,
connect.
You know how many shows we trade? Listen. Listen, you know how many shows trade
black it isn't
people as dumb I'll people
a,
or like people sure. that don't have any common sense.
Nah.
But I'm still fighting on it. Even the Kim Possible movies was great than the actual show itself.
Are we talking about the live action movie that recently came out a couple of years back?
No. I'm talking about
because that was trash.
That one was garbage.
Thank
I'm talking
you.
About the movie. The actual Kim Possible, the movie, I that was better than.
Well, I actually
and
never
then they actually had a connection, and then Ron finally was like, "Yeah, I got Kim." Then that kiss scene basically was like, "I like Kim Possible now. It's been solidified."
For sure. All right, next one, King of the Hill. I've actually seen this because it was like 8 o'clock.
Never seen it.
We
gonna put it in never seen. All right.
Candy. Bro, that belongs to double S. Belongs to double S or S.
It's S, because it's not as good as Ben 10 and Avatar. Or Gravity Falls. For the benefit that they made Father the bad guy, the red kid's uncle. I did not enjoy that change of character at all. Now they just fighting family. We don't do that here. So I'll put it S.
Father was what's his face brother.
Yeah.
Was number one's uncle.
Yeah, I didn't like that. It made no sense.
They could have done. Make sense.
They could have done such a different reveal to his character, but no.
His family did a whole impact. His father is number zero.
Is he? Oh, I haven't seen the show in a minute.
You have to watch the movie. All right. Zero, his father.
Teenage Robot.
That's a C.
That is not a C.
Because it came out in such a weird time with The Making Fiends, El Tigre, and Mighty B. And they're not on this list. But if they were, they would have their own tier of C+.
C+ is crazy.
Because the show is not good at all. But you can watch it when it's on.
Has anybody watched My Life as a Teenage Robot?
I have. It doesn't have replay value.
Yes, you can replay it.
You definitely cannot.
Oh, snap. I was talking the entire time. My Teenage Robot, I have seen it. It belongs in the middle. Thanks. In between All Grown Up and 16. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put. All right. Now, the Looney Tunes show only lasted two seasons. But for them, two seasons was bangers.
It belongs in a high B tier.
No.
High B to low C.
Michael.
Come on, dude.
Michael.
Come on, dude.
I've never had a grilled cheese in my life. And I still know the song Grilled Cheese.
Yo, Dylan, why are you serious? Man, Dylan, grilled cheese.
Cheese.
You know, he was sexualizing grilled cheese.
For no... To kids, though.
You understand.
That's worse.
To teenagers and adults that understand sexualizing foods. That's in there like watching a kid's version of Food Wars, bro. This
boy. Yo, when he was singing this song and took a bite and the cheese just floated, bro, come on.
I kid you not, that right there had to be solidified my favorite.
I'll put it A. It's definitely not S. But when it was on, it was one of the shows that got canceled too early. When it was on,
it gotta be like A. But yeah, it's better than Flapjack. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh,
if not, it's not better than Flapjack.
Come on,
but it's definitely not better than Foster's Homeless Imaginary Friends.
Yeah, okay, I'll put it A. I'll put it over iCarly. Put it over Kim Possible. Definitely that. Because those two seasons,
all right,
bangers.
Bro, I will watch that video over again just to laugh at it.
For grilled cheese? DJ, did you have a grilled cheese?
Yes, I had a grilled cheese with bacon.
He had a plain grilled cheese with just cheddar cheese on a plate. He didn't put that in the oven. He put that in the microwave.
Cheese on a plate.
Oh.
Cheddar cheese.
Put it in the microwave.
Cheddar cheese.
If you watch the video, he puts it in the microwave. He doesn't even put it in the oven. He doesn't touch the stove. Nothing. He throws it in the microwave and is happy about it.
How was it grilled? My grill.
It's
cheddar cheese.
Well, it came out grilled, TJ.
No, that was crazy. But when you said cheddar cheese, it reminded me of a YouTuber from Stitch. Because the guy voice acted, he does voice trolling as Stitch. He's like, cheddar cheese, need to find the cheddar cheese.
I mean, that boy was at work, because I'm looking at the video right now, and had a picture of grilled cheese. Imagine life being so simple that you're excited about grilled cheese.
I need you to play the video. I need you to play the video. I need you to go to the other tab and play the video. Cause that right. Song right there, bro.
Give me a minute. Cheese. Let me put that on here.
It was great.
Let me put that on here so we can at least listen to it.
Cheddar cheese was great. The cheddar cheese.
It's the only one. Like I would, if they still allowed ringback tones, I would still have the grilled cheese. I would have the grilled cheese song as a ringback tone, and everyone would be creeped out. No one would ever call me.
Oh, that's on you, buddy.
And then share that. Oh, karaoke too. They had a karaoke version. Just making sure everyone can hear it. Hello? I'm assuming so. Alright. Hold on.
DJ's not looking at it.
I'm listening.
Hold on.
I work so very hard all day long.
Come on now.
I start to dream of you before I get home.
Grilled
cheese. I hope you're ready. Cause we got a date. I just can't wait to get home and put you on my plate.
For sure.
Grilled cheese.
Oh my grilled cheese.
Sandwich.
The butter will start melting when I light the flame. Okay, my fault.
Because
the
butter
and the cheese are gonna play a little game. It's called melting on the bread.
Mm.
Right. Don't need a burger, don't need no shake. I'll whap in your face if you offer me cake. Don't waste my time with your Brussels sprouts. If you make me a steak, Brussels I'll just throw it out. I want a grilled cheese, not a BLT. Are you following me?
Cheese, if you please. Two bites.
Come on,
bro.
Buddy was getting.
Yo, listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. DJ might be right because it was very over sexualizing grilled cheese.
Oh no, that's a fact. I hope you don't get copyrighted, but that's a fact. Boy said we got date.
We might get copyrighted after this. Warner Brothers might say, "Hey, you didn't get permission to use that."
Nah, but boy said we got a date with grilled cheese, bro. Clap it up. He don't need nothing else in his life.
Nigga said, "I don't want the Brussels sprouts.
I don't even want cake. Just give me grilled cheese." Imagine going to a party with just grilled cheese.
Bro, crazy. I would have to look at you crazy, cause why you coming up here with grilled cheese in your hand, bro?
Let us finish this, cause it's almost the end. It's the almost end of the podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, it's 9:04 again.
Yeah. So the original Looney Tunes, I'm gonna put it never seen, but it is iconic. We all know it.
Nah, it belongs in at least A.
Who's actually seen the original Looney Tunes?
I have seen the original Looney Tunes. No, and I'm not that old.
I'm pushing 30, bud. Magic School Bus is double S.
Nah, Magic School Bus, you're sick.
Double
Magic
S.
Magic School Bus, you're sick. It belongs in regular S.
If Tim and Mobley was on here, that'd be double S too. I'm putting this in double S.
Nah, bro, all she did, Mrs. Fran, all she did was kidnap children and go into people's anatomies, bro. That's not real.
But look how it was set up. She took the short bus kids and took them on a field trip instead of putting them in actual school. Shout out to her.
Did you say Tim and Moby, like Brain Pop?
Yeah, like if that was a cartoon show, double S.
That would be double S.
Thank you.
My gym partner is a monkey is insane work.
That may be B. Because it's definitely not as good as these shows. But it's definitely not as bad as these shows.
My gym partner's monkey is better than Cat Dog. I'm not going to hold you.
For sure. I think it's...
What?
I think you have to put it B. I mean, I know the theme song fire, right?
My gym partner is a monkey.
Oh my God, is that Ned's The Classified School Survival Guide?
Ooh.
No. We're gonna put that as never seen.
Now we're gonna put that D tier.
I've seen it.
We've all seen it.
DJ, I need you to understand. After the podcast of the Ned cast, of Ned's The Classified cast.
Yeah, but that doesn't change how the show is. We don't care about the actual people. We didn't care about the actual people when the show was airing. We wanted to see good television.
They were, I need you to understand, they was wild back then.
I think you could put it behind Hannah Montana.
It's a front that belongs in double S.
S. Definitely not double S. It's
a front that belongs in double S. There's 104 days of summer vacation. The school doesn't belong to
us. Michael, calm down. You bugging. Yes. But he's because you could watch some Phineas and Ferb episodes and...
Yes.
Not even.
The replay value is great.
The replay value is great, but you're not going to rewatch the whole show because some episodes do fall flat.
It's definitely skipping some
episodes. Powerpuff Girls?
I would not skip the one that has Love Handle in it.
For sure. But the original Powerpuff Girls, how we feeling?
Belongs in high B, mid C.
Huh?
Michael is bugging. Yo, we might have to put this A. I'm putting this A. Yeah. I'll put it.
If you're gonna put it A, put it high A.
Yeah, I'll put it high A. I'll put it above Flapjack. It's a regular
show. Listen, I need you to understand. Regular show should be S.
Regular show
should be S.
No, hold on. Regular show is a double S. No, the space season fall flat. No, my fault.
I'm not gonna lie to you. After they came back, it was great. Fat boy.
Alright, I don't know this show. I've seen it, but I just don't know the name of it because it's blocking.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know what that is.
Rampant Scampi.
Ah, thank you. You want to put it D? Anybody? Because I actually have seen this. I've seen this. All right. Yeah, let's put it D. That's Robot funny. Chicken, D. That thing is horrible. Rocket Power. That's a little bit you and Michael's generation.
Rocket Power is it's, a nice B. Okay, it's a high B.
I've seen it. I've seen that episode. Rocko's Modern Life, I think, is a D.
What is even that?
I've seen
Rocko. Rocko's Modern Life is like a, it's like a high C, low D.
I'll put it behind 16.
That thing is so bad. I don't like it.
Now, Rugrats.
Ooh. You just said it's better than...
It's definitely better than All Grown Up, but we put All Grown Up in the C tier, so that doesn't speak much of it.
How about, like, low A?
I'll put it low A. That's not bad. That's not bad. Put it above. Behind Looney Tunes Show. Samurai Jack. Everything was good up to the last season. I think that's a fair thing to say.
No, that thing is an A.
Okay. Right. We doing high A? Because I'll put it above Flapjack and Foster's. But I'll put it above Powerpuff Girls, too. I'll put it above Powerpuff Girls.
All right. It might be... It low-key might be S, though.
Low-key? Bugging out.
That thing is... When I tell you it's beautiful, I mean it is.
All right.
Beautiful.
Now, who has seen... We're going to do Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? From, like, the 90s. Because that's what they showed the most.
Because
if we count all Scooby-Doo, we would have to count those live-action movies and those little spin-off movies that they did with WWE and all those rest of those companies. That's too much. I think you have to put it S. Iconic.
Yeah.
You could rewatch Scooby-Doo for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But you're skipping some episodes. I don't... If you look at Double S, you're not skipping... You're probably skipping the Magical School Bus episodes, but that's because you're not in school no more.
Mm.
Now, The Simpsons.
I don't really watch The Simpsons. That's more Grandpa.
Yeah, and that's more...
Is that still going?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Basically. They just had a crossover episode, too.
That's crazy.
I don't think Michael here, unless he turned off his mic. Yo.
No, I'm still here.
Alright. South Park. Ooh, you know what? The memes is iconic, right? I've never seen an episode of South Park, but obviously you see the clips, the memes of it.
Yeah. Well, what does that say about the show? Nobody watches it. Everybody just memes it.
That is true.
That's a fact. So I'll put it... I think you could put it in... Because it's just a very funny show, but it doesn't... It's not really... I'll put a like C tier. I'll put a C because it's very funny. You can make good jokes out of it for sure, especially Cartman. So, you know, and then you have
SpongeBob.
I think this is the most controversial one for SpongeBob because it's S, but it's not double S because
how is it not double S?
New SpongeBob is objectively a bad show.
Okay, are we counting New SpongeBob as SpongeBob? Because I'm not.
It's the same show.
Nope, I am not counting it.
I could count my generation as SpongeBob. It's still it's my generation of SpongeBob. You know, still good.
I wouldn't even count it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I wouldn't even count it.
Oh. All right. So then it's double S.
It's a whole different generation of SpongeBob. All
right. If that's what we're doing, then it's double S for sure. Steven Universe, I think, is a B tier.
Dylan, do not do this to me.
Dylan, do not do this to me.
Action scenes were good. The songs were good. But the story was bad.
He didn't have to
grow up. The show could have ended him as a child. And the movie should have ended the show. Tell me I'm wrong.
It had to make sense. No, don't do that. I will fight you on the hill for it. Don't do that.
They had to rush the ending because the show got canceled.
That hurts them.
It was getting canceled.
Because this ratings went down. It made no sense.
So it's not their fault. It's Cartoon Network's fault.
Cartoon Network's fault. Yeah. They didn't want to renew this. They didn't want to renew the.
But that hurts the show, because if you watch this, okay, say when it's when it was consistent, like season two, season three, when they introduced Lion and his hair was going white, they introduced the diamonds for no particular reason, and they made Steven his mother, and Pink Diamond at the same time. Say that made sense to me.
No,
he's his mom and he's Pink Diamond, DJ.
He's not his mom. He took his mom's stuff.
Is his mom alive?
No. Because you're saying it's his mom.
Because when she gave birth to Steven, she gave her gem, becoming her.
What?
Exactly.
That didn't make no sense.
I'll put it low S. I'll put it behind Scooby-Doo. Because you're skipping. As long as it's Ness. Yeah, you could skip some episodes of Steven Universe for sure. But you could rewatch it. Rewatch value was high on mm-hmm. it. Sweet Life on Deck, I just rewatched this show.
I give it an A. And Sweet Life on Deck and Cody's an S.
No, wait,
really?
Where did you put Steven backwards. Universe?
So backwards.
Oh, yeah, Steven Universe belongs to S. Yes, sir.
What?
That show backwards.
Sweet Life on Deck, I think, is S. Sweet Life on Deck for sure is S.
Sweet Life on Deck is an A.
For sure.
Sweet Life on Deck and Cody is an S.
Nah,
because. Backwards.
Nah, that's backwards. Because Sweet Life on. You can't tell me the graduation episode don't get you at least emotional.
It did make me cry. I will admit that.
Especially now. Like, I rewatched the graduating episode when I was graduating. I was like, dang, I'm out for real. But. Yeah, but it made you.
You better not throw up.
It made you really think about high school, and it made you cherish the adventures. And plus, the comedy was the same. You had Dwight Howard as a guest star. You had Sean Kingston as a guest star. You had the Wizard Waverly Place plus the other one as they guest stars. But it was more together. They weren't playing other characters. They were playing themselves because they were going to the movie. That was like the precursor to the movie.
And they also had Raven and...
All right, who votes for S?
I vote S.
I'm going S. Michael, what you thinking?
For Sweet Life, Zach, Cody on deck. It yes. belongs now.
On deck.
All right, now what about the first Zach and Cody?
Not a lot.
Hey,
that one belongs in
S. I may have to put it A. It's definitely better than Boondocks. Now I'll put it A. I think that's the best A show. That's for sure. You can't hurt that. Now
I told you had it backwards, man.
Yeah. Now Total Drama Island. Last couple of seasons may went downhill. Because when they started bringing people back from the dead that they buried alive, and they was just trying to rush the show at the end.
Who they brought back alive?
I don't know. It was like a white dude. He became a zombie. Then they had to blow up the island because he started biting people, making the island basically a zombie disaster. I remember that. But the first, couple of seasons, Chris was a menace.
Yeah, he was.
Boy. Disregard for human life. Many people who got off the island did not live. So
crazy.
I'll put it S because you could rewatch Total Drama. I don't think you could watch like Total Drama Island, like All Stars, all that. S. Teen Titans, double S.
That's Teen Titans Go.
No, that's the original Teen Titans.
No, that's the wrong colors for normal Teen Titans.
No, that is the right color.
That's the original Teen Titans logo. Yeah.
Yep, it's the exact logo.
That's just how they spell it in the song. T-E-E-N-T-I-T-A-N-S.
Dylan.
No.
You just sang Teen Titans Go.
Okay, I don't know. I forgot the original.
DJ, please. Oh, wait, no, that is Teen Titans Go, Dylan.
No, it's not.
No, the logo.
I just looked it up. Teen Titans.
Logo is Teen Titans.
So, are we going original? Because the original Teen Titans is double S. Teen Titans Go, objectively, is C tier.
I would argue D, but...
I'm going to say C tier if we're going to say Teen Titans Go.
Oh, for normal Teen Titans?
For normal Teen Titans, I think it's double S. You could rewatch it. you know, this consistent action. The Red X arc is fire.
Yeah, I would say just normal S, but I don't know. It's just me.
All right, so if we're doing normal
type of show.
But if you do a normal X, all right, I'm putting it over Chowder.
That's fine.
That's fine. All right, That's So Raven, C.
Kind of crazy.
Wild Thornberries, D, for sure. Anybody disagree?
I don't even know what that is.
Wild Thornberries.
No, that is a B.
No. Only time I seen Wild Thornberries is when it was crossing over with somebody.
Listen here, you need to watch the Wild Thornberries, cause that mess is good.
All right, Michael, what you thinking? I'm gonna get it up to you and DJ.
Wait, the Wild Thornberries?
Mm-hmm.
That shit belongs in C.
He has spoken. Tom, the original Tom and Jerry. I've seen the original Tom and Jerry, especially in school, because that's where they show it. Could you put that in double S based off the iconicness? Because you could rewatch Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
Am I putting it bottom S, or can I put it over any of these shows?
You put them in bottom S.
I say bottom S.
All right.
I don't know how much you could rewatch Tom and Jerry. Like, you could rewatch it for nostalgia, but I don't know, like, if you would just rewatch it just for no reason.
Nah, not the whole show. They're not talking. Yeah. It's just them running around doing crazy things to each other. Doesn't have heavy replay value. Mm-hmm. Wizards of Waverly Place. I've never seen it, of course.
Never? Never, not once?
I mean, I caught a little peek of the movie when Tay was watching it.
Are you sure?
No. I've seen like an episode or two. Definitely an episode or two. I'm not bugging on never seen it. Alright, let me stop. I've seen an episode or two.
Be careful not to mess with the balance thing, because everything is not what it seems.
But I always thought of it like a hindrance, because this show would always come on first before Sweet Life and whatever was running at the time. But Sweet Life always came after Wizards, and I was always waiting for Sweet Life.
Wizards of Waverly Place, I put that in a solid A.
Yeah, I'll put it bottom A. Solid A. Mm-hmm. Zeke and Luther is a D. Let's be real. Let's be real.
Bottom of D.
Yeah, let's be real. Let's be real. Guys were smacking each other. Cool skateboard tricks, but the show is objectively horrible.
Wait, who?
Zeke and Luther. Zeke and Luther is a...
Zeke and Luther was terrible.
It's a bad show. Could you rewatch it? Yes. I think you could rewatch Zeke and Luther.
No, I can't rewatch that.
You can't rewatch Zeke and Luther?
No.
I wouldn't want to.
Aw. That's sad to hear. Now, Zoe 101 has great replay value. I think Chase and Zoe arc, crazy. Good work.
I would rewatch it just to laugh at it.
True.
But
Zoe 101,
I think it's a...
I think it's what? B tier, but I would have it I would have it C tier. Oh.
I don't know.
Wait,
maybe
B. Because the replay value is high on it. You can still watch the show today.
For sure. I just don't know if it's, like, that great.
Nah, definitely not Kim Possible, like Carly, Rugrats, Foster's, Flapjack. Not in that tier at all.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think about the show.
That is true. I do not.
I think of the show because that was the show that when at least at the time 33 didn't have any other shows. You go to 1, 2, 4. They always showing Zoe 101. T-Nick was always showing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not. From 8 to 3, all Zoe 101, especially in summer.
I put it bottom of B.
Yeah, I'll put it behind Rocket Power. Okay. Now, before we end this podcast, I didn't think it would take the whole podcast to do this one thing.
Well, that's your fault. I'm joking.
So we'll get to the topics in a different episode. But before we leave and end this podcast off, anybody have a problem with this list before I download it and put it up on the YouTube?
Not really.
Hey, Galaxy.
What happened?
I said, for me, not really.
But TJ was saying something.
I just said, let's take a look, see. I'm just looking through.
All right. TJ, check it out. Michael, you got a problem with anything?
Nah. Still mad about Steven Universe, though.
It's good. It's an S. That's all that
matters. I would still put Steven Universe in A or B. Don't. I got outvoted.
You know why? The Steven Universe is great.
No. Once they introduced the lion and him hopping in the hair, bad for business.
What lost me is that Waters died, and then Steven revived him, and he found a connection through his head to jump right out the lions.
What?
You keep forgetting that episode? You forgot that episode?
What got me is when he has magical spit. He has a magical spit. He got a spit on you feel better. You know, the last person to spit on somebody and for good things to happen? Not ever.
I can't argue with that, sir. That is nasty. But we're not going to sit there and deteriorate the fact that Steven Universe is great.
Remember how Connie's eyes feel better? Oh, let me spit in your eye. What?
No, what he did was he took his hand, licked his hand, and put it on her face.
Oh, that's even worse.
Also not what happened. They shared a cup of orange or a bottle of juice, and it was indirect. She drank from the thing.
So you telling me he put that much spit in the bottle, around the bottle, for her to drink?
It was his
saliva. And was enough?
It was his saliva.
This is why I don't drink off of people. Nah, he nasty for real. He spit in that drink.
You right. But hey, it is what it is.
All right, my fault. All right.
I'm sorry. I just got very angry. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Steven Universe, it belongs.
You know what? I'm looking at this list. Steven Universe, bottom of S tier, for sure.
You're crazy.
No.
How are you going to put it? You said Tom and Jerry has zero replayability.
But no. All right, fine. Before Tom and Jerry.
No,
it's not better than Scooby Doo. Are you crazy?
Yes, it is.
We should just end the podcast.
Please do not make me argue what you're doing.
Are you crazy?
I got all night tonight, bro.
I got all night too. I ain't got nothing to do tomorrow. Tomorrow Memorial Day.
I know it's Memorial Day. I have time, bro. No.
All right. You know what? We will revisit this list because obviously there's still some things up for a debate at a different episode of the podcast. So I will save it.
I feel indifferent.
Of course. It'll be a different. I'll add some shows to this. I'll make my own template. I'll add some shows. Dog with a Blog is obviously missing. Almost Naked Animals is missing.
I forgot about that one.
Almost Naked.
I forgot about Dog with a Blog.
Yeah. Shake It Up is obviously missing. Good Luck Charlie.
Well, that's why you don't just pick someone else.
Well, I'll make one. And then Mighty Med, of course, is missing. Lab Rats, kicking it.
Lab Rats is so double, triple.
Yes.
Triple S.
So kicking it is obviously still missing.
Your reason could not exist.
There's obviously some cartoons I'm still missing here. Captain Mikey for, of course, a different generation that we have on this podcast. Captain Mikey's missing.
Captain Mikey, bro. If you bring Captain Mikey, I'm gonna tell you to put it in double S.
Nah, Captain Mikey's a C. Let's be.
Captain Mikey's a double S. Don't you see the?
I'm not done mentioning the shows. I'm going to add. Can I please? Also, we are going to have a guest next episode. We are still debating on who that will be.
I wouldn't take any chances.
It'll be one of the cousins, Michael. You missed the whole meeting before.
Oh my god!
All right, so I will stop streaming.
The thing is, will it be Dwayne? Because that will be a hilarious episode.
Anyway, thank you for checking out this episode of the podcast. It ran a little bit long. This is the longest episode of the podcast because we were so passionate about this, and unfortunately, this will continue next episode. So we'll pick up where we left off, and see you in the next one.